Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins. I hope you're all well. I am going to do a side-by-side test between the Zoom's IQ6 and the Shure, the S-H-U-R-E MV88. But let's do some adverts first. Let's get it all out of the way. Claire's in the background. In true Audio Boom spirit, I should be getting loads of money for this. So I'm recording this on Bass Jack. Get a Bass Jack. I am using Launchpad, which I've created my music with. I'm recording the mono element of this, so the microphone I'm speaking into now, which is part of my Bose Sports Sound or Sound Sport in-ear headphones. And as I said, I'm going to be testing. No, they're not quite a comfort. And I'll be stay here technology. Yeah, yeah, that's important. Well done. Yeah, and you can buy them too, but I can't give any discounts on anything, I'm afraid. So yeah, but let's say Paul sent you. Yeah, that bloke Paul. So yeah, I'm going to be now testing the, as I said, the Zoom IQ. 6 and the Shure MV88 side by side. And yeah, I forgot Apple. I'm using an Apple iPhone 6s. So that's all my adverts done out of the way, and we're only like nearly 2 minutes in. Yeah, bank details are available on request. Oh yeah, my Twitter name, because we can't do comments anymore. My Twitter, look, just stop putting thingies into the Audio Boom spanners. Yeah. Who just updated, yeah.
Then you can tweet him at VI Podcasting.
Yeah, well done.
If you're wise like me.
Yes.
Or you can go to the website and comment.
Anything you want to do, anything you want for me is VI Podcasting on any social network. If you look on any social network with VI Podcasting and I'm there, that's where I'll be. I'll be there with VI Podcasting. Anyway, the IQ... 5 versus the IQ 6. The IQ 6 versus the Shure MV88. I've just done some quick tests, really. They're not exactly side by side, and I may comment as we go along. But I thought you'd like to hear them, because they both slightly different things, really. The IQ 6 looks a bit like they use the same kind of zoom kind of idea, where you've got the mics sort of cross each other in like an X pattern. They've got a gain control on the front of the IQ6. I'll keep saying that and get it right eventually. They come with there's an app, which is the Handy Recorder, which is okay. It's not too bad in terms of accessibility. The little mics actually twist round, so you can twist them between 90 and 120 degrees. The Shure is more about what you do in the app. So you don't have gain control within the mic itself, on the mic body itself. The Shure app has some accessibility issues. Bloody hell!
So does that other thing you're using as well.
Which one? I'm not talking about accessibility. I'm talking about the Shure versus the IQ 6.
You don't have to listen to me. Just tune me out. You do.
I'm recording you, and I love hearing your interjections. This is how we roll, boys and girls. So if you don't like it, you can switch off. I'm only joking. Stay with me, fans. So you know, it's all pluses and minuses, swings and roundabouts. But I would say the Shure MV88 for me is most impressive. It comes with a windshield, which, let's face it, condenser mics, stereo condenser mics, small mics need them, really, one way or the other. You can get wind jammers that will fit across the Zoom type, the IQ series. I wouldn't bother with the IQ5, honestly speaking. I did accidentally slip into that earlier on, but it's not really worth it. They're not very well made. IQ6 was very quickly, I think, re-established Zoom, really, in terms of this kind of field. As I say, I would come down on the side of the shore in some respects because it comes with a sort of almost like a semi-hard case, and you get the wind jammer, and it's made of metal instead of plastic. But still, they're very good mics side by side. I said I was going to do that, and that's what we'll do. So I will speak to you sort of in and around this quite possibly, and of course you'll hear me speaking in the test itself. Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins. I'm testing. Well, that's why everyone, when you're talking to Clary Claire. So if you point it up with the mic's end on, so the phone flat in your hand with the mic's nose too, you get this kind of effect, but you still get good stereo. So that was me flicking to the left, that's parrot on the right. And literally I'm just flopping my elbow to the side of the chair. Same, swapping hands, moving to the back. Sorry, moving to the left. Over towards the arm, which is there, and the that's a box of some sort.
Not much.
That's you.
So am I.
What
are you doing?
Go on, carry on. I'm going to send you a test.
Not much.
This is me
for 20 quid years ago when we were going through a terrible time and had no money for nappies.
Yeah.
Never got it back. It never felt like mine anyway, because he'd been engaged before, and yeah, the same ring.
Uh-oh. That's stinky.
That's terrible.
So that's your mic gain. I'm moving there. It's up and down, so that's up to full. You would never want it up that high. And I'm about a foot away from the microphone at this point, so if I did that, that's upending it again. Need to watch that. That's why you need a windsock. Because that, but mitigates it a bit, and you can bring that down a bit. That would be more like the volume you'd probably want. Saying that, it's more about what's coming out. On that looks about right at 70%, to be honest. You can experiment, and if you're hearing the mix anyway, you'll be able to experiment with what mix is right and just control it on the fly, which is what I've just done. There you go, down and back up again. That's you, kings of the game, on your computer. Maybe get a sense of stereo if I move around a little bit, although you will get slight wind noise as I move. You want to go out, dogs? What about you, Ben? Ben's bar. There it goes underneath me. At the moment, the traffic noise is completely to the left. If I move round, quite remarkable. There you go. It's a very slight breeze. That is the problem with these. You do need a windsock on them. But that's okay. It's a professional. Now move around to the left. Means you're on the left with your keyboard. Rush is coming through. Come on then, you're finished. There you go. Where's Ben? He's still having a poo. Here we go. Oh, there he is. Nice. Having a wee wee. I can see his tail sticking out. Come on then, not warm is it, Ben? Hey, don't think this will bode too well, but sort of, that's okay, not bad at all. Cool, right, let's go over here. It's a bit surreal, I have to say, it never ceases to amaze me. We could do them into the kitchen. Obviously, no, that's a coffee machine. And they've been short-changed on the water there. Turn that on. See what beans we've got. See, that's pretty good. I'm going left to right, moving them round. I would say that the left and right is better in close proximity, but it's still not bad given where the mics actually are geographically, where they're located towards each other. You've only got so much room. Right. Do you want a cup of tea or anything? Are you going to make your own? No, so you're going to make your own? Okay, so just a quick reminder, that was the IQ6 from Zoom. You know, not a scientific test particularly, but just a sense of giving you an idea of what it can do. And it really would be a question of having to sort out the accessibility regards the app. None of them really need the app, I would say. You can just plug them in and use them as defaults, and that's okay. So we're going to travel over to the Shure MV88. I do refer to the IQ6 a little bit in this one because I'm trying to sort of do a general kind of comparison between the two. But just really what's important, I think, is that you just get a sense of the sound of the mics side by side. So without further ado, here we go over now to the Shure MV88, which is my favourite, I have to say. We'll maybe do a little bit of rounding up after this. Speak to you soon. Well, this is a test now with the Shure MV88. Stereo microphone, condenser microphone, it is different to the IQ6, sorry, in that the IQ6 had it's got a gain on it and some of the bits and bobs. Well, no, it's got a gain primarily on this one. There was like a side mic sort of idea on one of the other in this series. I can't remember what it's called, IQ7 possibly. The IQ6 had a gain on it and all the rest of it, and it has an app called the Handy Recorder. But the Shure, which is Shure, so don't be putting Sure in there, or else you'll get lots of information about deodorant. Is slightly different. It's a round microphone.
Quick apology here. I accidentally didn't fade my mic out there, so it would give you the impression that the Shure MV88 is of a lower level, but it isn't. I set the gain similarly. Here we go. Sorry about that.
And so I'm going to try and simulate a similar test. So at the moment with the Shure MV88, I'm now upending the phone so that I'm speaking directly into the microphone, breath pops. I think there's some little bit of iPhone audio processing going on here, or the compressor on the bus jock, I'm not sure. So I'm not going to tease that one too much because then it would prejudice the test a little bit. But and this test isn't really majorly detailed, it's just me getting some stereo ideas of how these mics work. So there you go. I'm back towards the side of the mic, which most of us would use it this way, I suppose, with the mic sticking out the bottom of the phone. But of course, you can upend it and do it that way. Ah, that's interesting. So now I'm sort of speaking into the side of the mic. Either way works. So whether that be, I'll just turn the phone back on its end so that the phone is a normal way up. But if I do it that way, same thing applies. And if you were interviewing people, you might well want it might well be better just to have the phone upside down and the mic sticking out the top. But what's really good is, say, you've got to just watch that, because if you move very slightly to the sides, you are getting a left and right kind of definition with the Shure. So yeah, but it would work well for interviews. But then, you know, you get the old sort of back in the day with the FM. Oh yes, and in 1945 we bombed out in Germany over the Berlin. And yes, it's very, very interesting. And what made you
write a book about it at this time. And that's what FM used to be like. It's just, we played with stereo like that because we could, or they could. But you know, with an interview like this, you could have someone talking from either side of the mic, so in front of you, but then you would still have the goings on around you. So, like, if I come up to Claire and I do a little interview with Claire, not really simulating the test at all with the other one, but hello, Claire.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm going to make you some dinner in a minute.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay. So Claire's to the side and I'm just moving the mic, zooming between the two of us, so like you would. So, Claire, tell me about the game that you're playing at the moment.
I'm not playing it anymore. I'm done with it. Blind what? Legend. Why? Because I keep dying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Claire did move around a little bit then, which she may not have done in a more interview-esque but you know what I mean. And then you'd have Jasper and all sorts going on the other side. Anyway, yeah, she didn't like Blind Legend anymore, do you, honey?
No.
So now we're back in a more sort of the way that you would use a stereo mic a little bit more. We go back to the coffee machine. Dogs don't want to go out anymore, so I can't eliminate that, but... That's me taking a little lid off the coffee machine and doing a little bean mix. And this mixing is the thing is less. It's something like the average, it's like an oval shaped sort of hopper. And then that's the parrot to the left. What's that?
What?
You put something on?
The oven.
The oven, see? A nice cup of coffee, I think. So we could easily do like a little Claire's Kitchen thing here. You can get a sense of the size of the room. I don't know what that would be like to listen to, but a sense of the size of the room.
It's what did we watch yesterday?
So I'm over here. So I'm in an ideal place now because Jasper is in the... far in the right hand corner of where I'm standing, and Claire's in the left with the fridge. Well, what are you saying? And as is the oven, what are you saying, Claire?
We watched something the other day. You said, oh, you can tell they've got a massive app.
Yeah, that was yesterday, the Undateables. But here's Claire.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Matt.
Oh. There you go, Claire has a cuddle and a kiss. What are you eating?
Chocolate.
Which one? I don't see many. Oh, no, I don't want to look. All by yourself. Quickly, let's go out and do that. This is fair. Let's what? So, as I said, didn't exactly simulate the test there. There was a bit more with the Shaw MV88 when I went outside and just to listen to some sounds and stuff. But I think you've got the basic gist of it. And then you decide between the two. I think going back to the apps, it's slightly different the way it's set up. So as I said, the Shaw would you would set up. You can either leave as default or you can set up through the app. So you would have things like Band, which is 120 degree stereo. I think Singer is like 130 degree. I don't get that. It's more anyway. It's more than 120. And then like vocals. So you know. They narrow down the stereo, so it's, even though you can adjust the various settings, you still at least get a sense of an ease of use, a user-friendly kind of way of doing things. You can record from both apps, you can save to Dropbox and all that good stuff that you would expect. So just in terms of details, I couldn't see the Shure SHURE MV88 on Amazon. But I got mine from Dawson's Music in the UK. I'm sure other stores would be available in the US and other parts of the world. The Zoom, well, there's a whole host of, as there is with Shure, there's a whole host of different solutions and indeed areas and places where you can get your IQ6 from. If you'd like more information, anything I can help with, then please find me on Twitter with VI Podcasting and Facebook as well. If we're friends or something like that, then obviously you can ask questions. I'm also part of things like the audio community group, which we haven't called Audio Boom because we wanted to talk about all kinds of different audio. So find that. And if I could just quickly run and ask Claire what the thing's called. Bear with me. Claire, what's the audio group, our audio group on Facebook called? So it's just called the... Yeah, it's just called... Is it The Audio Community or... So just look for Audio Community on Facebook and you'll find us there. You can ask us questions. I need to go because this thing is about to explode. Bye for now. It's when I went a bit crazy in the music creation process. Speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.